kitchen table. And doggone it, if you notice the last one, that last row of tape, it's all of a sudden quit on me. I've been fighting the damn thing for an hour. I couldn't get it open to work on it. Phyllis got smart and come along and opened it. Nonetheless, it wasn't broken. It just wasn't, there ain't that much room on them. See, I want to think about you. I'd fill them damn tapes up and then some more. She has gone to the post office to mail your tape to you. I'm sitting here starting a new one. You don't appreciate us at all. I mean it. I'll buy you a puppy dog and send it to you. And you'll be sorry. You buy the kind I want to buy anyway. What's the difference? How are you behaving yourself? Are you up and about and raring to go just like I am? Let's see. Jim and Ernie. Ernie lives next door, you know. And Jim lives just around the corner. They come by every day. And usually the old boy up the line, he used to play cribbage with me every day. But he's a funny old goat. He's afraid to come in the house, I think. Because if I'm out of the bed, he won't come in. But if I'm in bed and sleeping, he'll come in and spend some time with Phyllis. Everybody wants to spend time with Phyllis, but I'm a lucky guy who gets his back straight. Where are you going, child? What, yeah. I just gotta know everything all the time. She's loading up a chair over there with some kind of, I don't know what, but she's going like hell, and I'm sitting over here playing with your tape. I've got nothing so far but misinformation on it. You didn't realize that it's getting cold out here. No fooling, it's 40 above. And we had the heat on all night and all day, and everybody's using the heat and complaining. But if you didn't have it, you'd be complaining. I think I'm going to have to rest a while. I've spent most of my time this morning fighting your damn tape. I had the tape, but the tape went dead in the machine. So I had the tape, and I wanted to find something to mail it in and stuff.